We're on Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis, around 10 lines before the next Mishnah. Tanya Omar Rav Meir Moshloi Moshul. Rav Meir wants to give a Moshul to differentiate between a Ganev and a Gazlan. Moshloi Moshul Mishum Rav Gamliel. L'mo ha'dover doime. L'shnei b'nei odom shahoyu b'hir. There were two people that lived in a city, v'osu mishte. They made a party. Echot zimein es b'nei ha'hir. One of them invited the b'nei ha'hir to participate in the party. V'loi zimein es b'nei ha'melech. But he did not invite the b'nei ha'melech. Whose einish is greater? Heavy aimer zes shezimein es b'nei ha'ir, v'loi zimein es b'nei ha'melech. The Maral says that the difference between the two cases are, in the case that he did not invite anyone, so the avla is that he wasn't mechabed the melech. When he invited the b'nei ha'ir and did not invite the b'nei ha'melech, so there pshat is he was mevaze the melech. So the chet of bezoyin is much greater than the chet of ikibud. The ben yoyoda, it wants to be Moisif and the Kude in this marshal. The Ben Yehuda says that Emerson, there was a Shite of Oivdei Avodah Zarah, that the reason they were Oivdei Avodah Zarah because they held, they were made that there was a Rabbeinu Shalom who created the world, but they held that the Rabbeinu Shalom, it was not Lefi Kvoidai, to interest himself in all the petty matters, what is occurring in the world. And that's Pshat and Posik. Rom al kol goyim Hashem al shemayim kevoidoi. The goyim say that the Rabbeinu Shalom is tremendously great. Al shemayim kevoidoi. Kevoidoi is to interest himself in the yonei shemayim, not in the petty inyonim that we do on this world. And that is one of the reasons they were oivdei avodah zarah. They held was not lefi kvoidoi that he should be metapel with atzrochim, and therefore they held the world was nimsa to the mazolos and to the tzvoa shamayim, and they should take care of inyonei oilam hazeh. And from that they came to a conclusion that if the world is nimsal to the Tzvoa Shemayim, so we have to handle with the Tzvoa Shemayim, and therefore they started worshipping them and bringing korbanos to the Tzvoa Shemayim. That is how the Oivdei Avodah Zarah came about. So the Ben Yehuda wants to say that this was the mashal of Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said, perhaps one could be a shtikl melech yosha for a ganef. The ganef is not pshat, he was hishve, lehishve kvayd eved lekvayd koinoi. No, it's not chas v'shalom. Yel b'chlal, the Rabbeinu Shloilom, is nothing to do with this world. It's not pshat, he's Ram al kol goyim Hashem, he has nothing to do. So that's why he's not Isaac in this world. He's not Dan in this world. So memele, so lechayre lefishi tosai, it's not such a big avle what he's doing. So therefore, he brought a marshal, but there was zimein es b'nei yehir v'le zimein es b'nei hamelech. Why does the Gemara mention the b'nei hamelech? So he says that is the tviya on these people. That means even though Lefishi Tosom, that the Hanhoges Ha'ilam was Nimsal to the Tzva Shamayim, Zafila Lefishi Tosom, so why weren't you Geiris them? Lo'izimin es b'nei ha-melech. That means you don't have a teretz, Afila Lefishi Tosom, so there's Hanhoges Ha'ilam ha-pitzva ha-shamayim. So why were you not Geiris, the Hanhoge of the Tzva ha-shamayim? Oma Rameya boy urei kamagodul koyach shol meloche. Shir shebitloi mimelachtoi chamishe. Se sheloi bitloi mimelachtoi arbo. We find in the Knas that chamishe boko tachas asher. And this is arba tzoin tachas asher. We see in the Knas of Tviche Mechire there's a greater knas by Boker than by Tzoy. So Rav Meir wants to explain this as follows, because the hefsid that the Bailam had, that the shoyl was taken away, is a greater hefsid than the Baal Haseh had. One possesses a shoyl, so one is capable of doing melacha with the shoyl, and the tviche of the shoyl lemaisa was mafsid this capability. So therefore the Torah gave a greater knas on a tviches asher than on a tviches haseh. That is how Rav Meir explained the reason for that this chamisha boker and this abor tzayin. Oma Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, boy urei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a different explanation why the Torah was more machmer on the boker than on the tzay. Boy urei kamo godol kovet abriyes, sher shaholach beraglov chamisha, se sher kivoy al kseifoy arbo. That the difficulties and the bizyonis that the ganav encountered by stealing the seh, so memele, so this is also taken into consideration. So he already suffered with the maisa gneve, but he suffered more than the ganav asher. The Maral says that who saw him? Who saw the ganef that did not steal in the open? So who saw that he stole? So the Maral says, "Afal gav shein adam reiyu mikomokim nizbaze klape atzmoi." That alone was a bizoin. He degraded himself by carrying the se al kseifoi. Because of this, the aveira that he had done was not done with a kalos. He suffered through the aveira, so we find, so the Torah was menake a fifth of the oynish. Amir de Kezach, Rabbi Ruchim in Das Torah says, he's misspoiled, if we can understand the Mishpatei Hashem, how much tzedakah and chesed lies in the Mishpatei Hashem. He brings a Ramban in Parshas Bereishis. It says, "Vishamru derech Hashem lasois tzedakah mishpat." Avraham Avinu tells his descendants that they should "Vishamru derech Hashem lasois tzedakah mishpat." So the Ramban says, "Shehum makir." V'yoideya, shani Hashem oyev tzedoko u'mishpot, kloima, shani oyse mishpot rak b'tzedoke. The mishpatei Hashem is not done upi pure mishpot. There is much tzedoke in chesed that is a chelik of the mishpot. God, this are, these are the Mishpatei Hashem. So he, so Rabbi Ruchim says, from this Mishpat we see, I mean, this Bezoyin that the Ganev, this Bezoyin that the Ganev had, it was on his own accord. It was his idea to do it. And it's a Bezoyin from an Avera. Ba'afal Pikain, a fifth of the Einish was taken off because of the Bezoyin he suffered. What does Rashi say? Sesher kiva yaganav al kseifoi vizilzel es atzmai boi. He was mezalzel himself. Lefikach hekel hakodesh boruch hu olav b'tashlumin. Zog the Mishnah weiter, ein megadlin b'heim medake b'eretz Yisrael. One is not permitted to be megadol b'heim medake in eretz Yisrael. Aber Megadlin b'Surya, but in Surya one is permitted to be Megadol by Medake, u'bemid borayish shel Eretz Yisrael. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, a Megadlin by Medake b'Eretz Yisrael, v'shum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Shemavir es hasodois, the beimadake will eat up from the sodois. B'chol sodois Eretz Yisrael, stomon the Yisrael. The sodois of Eretz Yisrael, the stomach belong to the Yidin. Avo megadlen besuye aram tzoyva de David kibsho. Ukesavar the tana of this Mishnah holds the loish mei kibosh. Vahave kechutzlaretz. Vahchutzlaretz mutalagadl. Doloi chayshinin liyishuv. Vim yafsidu sodais acherim yishalmeno. If a hefsid will come, they'll pay for it. The Minchas Yehuda explains these two Rashis as follows. Here, we find in Surya, we're not chayish for Yishuv Ha'oretz, but you have to pay for it. V'myavsidu sodei sacherim yishalmeno. But there's a heter to be megadol, and you'll pay. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a cheshbon of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But then Rashi is moisev, V'chol sodois Eretz Yisrael, stomon the Yisrael. Most of the sodois, or all the sodois, belong to the Bnei Yisrael. Later we're going to have a Gemara and a Peyom and Aleph. The Gemara says, it's around six lines from the bottom, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Osinu atzmeinu bebovel ke'eretz Yisrael abahim medake. That we made that bovel is equivalent to eretz Yisrael abahim medake. So Rashi says, bebovel ke'eretz Yisrael, shemeyoyim galois yechonya, from the times of the galus of Nechonya, rabu shom talmidim, nisyashvu shom biyishuv kabua. So we see that the Emerson, the criteria is not Kedushas Haaretz, because in Bavel, they also made this takone, that you're not allowed to be Megadol Abayim Medake, because it's a Yishuv Kavua. So how do we understand this? Here there's a Yishuv Kavua. Aram Tzoyva, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't speak about there is a Yishuv. There's not a Yishuv. Like Hashina li Yishuv. V'myavsidu sodes acherim yishalmeno. So what are the Gidrei Hadvorim? So the Minchas Yehuda explains as follows. Be'emesin, the inyan of Yishuv Ha'oretz means as follows. Sheyiyu litoyshovim Dai sipukon shel mozay. Yishuv Haaretz means that you have a Yishuv that is living in a Mokim, and if there'll be Behemoth Dakes, which you'll be Megadol Behemoth Dakes, and the Behemoth Dakes is Olu to graze in the fields, so the food supply that the Yoshvei HaYishuv are dependent on will diminish. You have here Behemadakis, which are ruining the food supply. Yishuv HaOretz means when there is a Yishuv Choshuv of Bnei Yisrael in Amokim, so Memele, we have to ensure that the food supply should not diminish through a Behemadakis, and they're capable of doing this. They could very well devour and eat up what is in the fields. That is the takone. That's a taich. Yishuv Haoretz means that there should be the daisy pukon shel mozen. That's a taich Yishuv Haoretz. So if that is the case, and therefore the Gemara said, Rav said later in Bovel, there was a Iker Yishuv, of Bnei Yisrael in Bovel. So we have to make sure that the Mokim should be capable of supplying the food that is needed for the Yishuv. So therefore they made a takone in Bovel. They made a takone in Bovel that you're not allowed to be Megadol Abahim Medak. Is Khan Shayil Aven, so what was this inyan of why Aram Tzoivonat, and why does Rashi say Chol Sodeis Eretz Yisrael Stom on the Yisrael? Chol Sodeis Eretz Yisrael, because if in this man that the Sodeis belong to that means it wasn't Nisyashiv al Yidei B'nei Yisrael, so we don't have to be Chayish for the Yishuv, so the Yishuv is not a Yishuv of B'nei Yisrael. The old takana was, we had to ensure that the B'nei Yisrael should have a Mokim that's Maspik for him Kidei Tzolcha. Bizman there was a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, and the Eretz Yisrael was in the Rishus of the Bnei Yisrael, so there was a mitzvah of Yishuv HaOretz, so Memele, then we weren't doyik on the Yishuv of Aram Tzoive, because they should have lived in Eretz Yisrael. So this Yishuv was a Yishuv what Chazal were not mashiv, because this Yishuv should not have been in existence. They should have not settled in Aram Tzoive if they're capable of living in Eretz Yisrael. So Chazal wanted to ensure the Iker Yishuv of the Bnei Yisrael, which was and which should have been Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Takana was Dafke in Eretz Yisrael. After the Chulbin, so Memele, there was no Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, so the takon in Eretz Yisrael became bottle. So now Rav said, but in bubble, the Ike Yishuv was in bubble. So this takone applies now to the Yishuv in bubble. But this is a takone to ensure the Yishuv Oretz, that the Oretz should be maspik the tzolchei hadairimbo, which is the Ike Yishuv Bnei Yisrael. Ein megadlin talnegoylim b'Yerushalayim mibnei hakadoshim. In Yerushalayim, bizman abayis, kochim were eaten by the Bnei Yisrael. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein megadlin talnegoylim b'Yerushalayim afilu Yisrael, afilu ayit. That a koyin is not permitted to be megadol a talnegoylim. Mibnei hakadoshim, she Yisrael oichlim shom b'sar shlomim. There was this is Nacholim Bechol Heir Kochim Kalim Nacholim Bechol Heir. So Besar Shlomim were eaten in Yerushalayim V'Toide U'Maisa Beime, and V'Derech Tarnegoylim L'Naker Ba'Ashpe, Shema Yaviu Kaadosha Mina Sheretz Vyitamu Esakdosh. We have to understand there were Shrotzim, Kundashmaini Shrotzim, and Tanagoylim could have an Adash, which is a very small, the size of a lentil, an Adash of a Sheretz is Metamet. So Memele, it was a very dangerous. You have Tanagoylim roaming around, and they could have packed and took away an Adash of a Sheretz. You have Bosel, Kochim roaming around. So Memele, it could very easily become Tamei through the Tanagoylim. So in order to prevent this Kilku, the Chazal made a takone in Megadlim, Tanagoylim, Birushalayim, Ibnei HaKadoshim. V'loi Kahanim, Beretz Yisrael, Ibnei HaTaharis. Now the Kahanim, wherever they found themselves in Eretz Yisrael, since they were Eichlei Truba, so there was a shash that if they'll be Megadol, Tanagoylim, so their Truma could become Tamei. So a Kain was not permitted to be Megadol, Tanagoylim. Let us see, Rashi, V'leigadol, Kahanim, Tanagoylim, B'chol Eretz Yisrael, Ne'a Taharis, She'Kahanim, Oichlei Trumehem, Tekanim, Oichlei Trume, U'tzrichin, Lehizoyer, B'taharosa. So therefore, Chazal made a takona, a Kain was not permitted to be Megadol, Tanagoylim, as the chashish of tume, which could come about through the Tanagoylim. Ein megadlim chazeirin b'chol mokim. And that Rashi says, time of meforish b'gmor. Le'yigadl odom es hakelev, elim keino yakoshul b'shal sheles. Es hakelev, so Rashi says, mibnei shenoyshech u'menabeyach. A kelev bites and he barks. Isha. So to have a kelev walking around, roaming around, is a sakone for the noshim muruboris. Ein person nishayvim liyoinim, one is not permitted to put traps to catch pigeons, elim kein hayarochek min hayishuv lamedris. That means till Lamedris, and Lamedris, let's see what Rashi says, Nishevim, Pachim, traps, Shalayik, Lochtu, Behem, Yoine, B'nei, HaYishuv, the pigeons from the Yishuv, used to fly out of the Yishuv, a distance of Shloishim Ris, Arba Milim. So Memela, these pigeons were not pigeons of Hefka, they had Bailim. So Memela, one, if you would put traps out for them, Emerson, he's taking away the pigeons which belong to the Bailim. So therefore Chazal said, till Arba Milim from the Yishuv, one is not permitted to be Pyrus Nishovim traps, because then they are taking away from the pigeons from the Bnei HaYishuv. Zakti Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein megadlin beheim medake be'eretz Yisrael. Havel megadlin b'chushin she'be'eretz Yisrael. One is permitted to be megadol the yeorais of Eretz Yisrael, the forest. U'besurye, and in Surya afilu b'yishuv. Afilu b'yishuv. Ve'ein tzorech loymel b'chutzel oretz. One can be megadol. Again, the reason is that if you megadol them in the Ya'orais, so Memela, this did not affect the food supply of the Yishuv, the Bnei HaYishuv, because they didn't derive their food from the Chushin, from the Yorim. So Memela, therefore, one was permitted to be megadol Abahim Medake in these areas. Tanya Idach, we learned a different barai saying, Megadlim bei Medake, be'eretz Yisrael, havo Megadlim, be'midbar shei b'Yehuda, be'midbar shei Sfar Aku, fa'af al pi sha'omru, ein Megadlim bei Medake, havo Megadlim bei Megase. one is permitted to be Megadol Abahim Megase. Now, Abahim Megase, we also have this problem. The Abahim Megase is also Kilchai Chasher. I mean, the Abahim Megase also helps himself and could very readily devour the tfue in the surrounding fields. No, there's a, the reason is Lafishain Geizring Zaira La Tzibo Elim Ken Raiv Tzibo Yechailim Lamidbo. Behema Daka Efshalahovi Michutzalorets, Behemagasa Yefshalahovi Michutzalorets. What's what Rashi says? Bukhushin biyores kidimetagiminen biyar bukhushe. Behemagasa tsricha biyishu lamasoi lacharisha. That means there was a need. You couldn't import behemoths. They were needed each day to carry masois, to plow the fields. So memela, they were needed in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Chazal did not make a gzeire that ayma gadlan bahima gase. But a bahima dake can be imported. A bahima dake efshe lahavi mechutzalaret. So memela, when Chazal weighed the situation, the danger that can occur to that we have bahima stakes in Eretz Yisrael, and the difficulties that we encounter, so they said the danger weighs over the difficulties. So you have to bring a behemah daka from chutz l'aretz. Fine. But we're gaining that there'll be yishuv haaretz. A behemah gasa would be an impossibility to exist without behemah gasas and Eretz Yisrael, since they were needed for charish and to carry masois, so therefore they never made this gzeira. Af al pi she'omru ein megadlin behema dake, avol mashehu koydem leregel shloishim yoyim. But let us say that it was before Yontif. Before Yontif, they needed to pay mistakes for food, for carbones. So one was permitted to already acquire and bring into Eretz Yisrael behem mistakes shloishim yoyim koydem achag, and now you have behem mistakes in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see exactly what was done, but then we'll have to learn the sugya later. But al kaponim, they were permitted to be brought into Eretz Yisrael shloishim yoyim koydem achag, shloishim yoyim v'koydem mishta b'noi lamed yoyim. That means he was making a chasna for his son. So also there was a need of a lot of meat for the chasna, for the sheva brachas. So Mamela, he was permitted to take in to Eretz Yisrael behemus dakis. Ubilvad shaloi yishe esa achrein shloi shimyoy. So now, but the Baraisa says, there was a heta of 30 days. Chazal realized a person is preparing tzolchi achad, tzolchi amishta, you can't demand from him the Erev Yontif, Erev the chasna to start bringing in the behemus. Chazal realized it's there's a necessity of to give him shloishim yoyim. But Chazal said as follows: let us say he purchased, let's say, 10 behemis dakis 30 days before the regel. Fine. Then he comes to the conclusion that 10 behemis dakis will not be enough. So memela, so 10 days before the regel, he brings in another 5 behemis takis, so he is 15. When it comes to the regel, lemaise, he finds out that it is enough. Fine. So he shechs the 10 behemis takis. Now, the 5 behemis takis that he brought in already, so think, well, he has a 30-day grace period. He has 30 days. So the Baraisa says, no, there's no such thing as a 30-day grace period. The 30 days was, we gave you, you permitted
30 days before the regel to bring it in already. And even though there are complications which can come about, we're matter 30 days before the regel. But the regel is the matter. You need it for the regel, so we were matter. But if you brought more behemoths 10 days before the regel, which is also permissible, you need more behemoths, b'chalak of it. But as soon as it comes the regel, these behemoths have to be geshachten. Also, you cannot keep them in Eretz Yisrael anymore. Don't say I have a 30-day grace period. This never was given a 30-day grace period that you're allowed to hold them 30 days. That's what the Baraisa says. The Sal Kedaita Chamina Bavachala Yishas Achroina, that means those which were purchased later, Shloshim Yay. The Sal Kedaita Chamina, one might think the Enofik Lay Regal, that when the Regal passed already, Umechizovna Adhashna, when he had purchased it till now, Akati Le Moli Le Tlosin Yaymein, he didn't have 30 days. Loinema, you shouldn't say Tlosin Mishre Shori Leilashuy. Chazal were mata to hold the 30 days. It's a grace period of 30 days. That's not true. Alakivan Vinofik Le Regal, when the regal ended, Loimi Boy Le Lishahuya. He has no right to keep these behemoths takas, he has to get rid of them. Zot Rashi. And he also bought samach, the ones which are purchased earlier, 30 days before. I'll hold over the achoynis af lacha regal. So the Braise says, you're not allowed to do it. When the regal ended, he has no right to keep these behemoth dachas. Now, Vahatabach, a butcher, Loikeach v'shoichet, he can purchase behemoth dachas and shech them right away. Or Loikeach v'shoichet, or he can purchase and wait. He also has a grace period. So let's see what this means. Let's see what Rashi says. Person is mekabetz behemis liyayim ashuk. So Rashi, we'll see, the Baraisa did not mention Yayim Ashuk whatsoever. That's one of Tosfos Kashis. But Rashi says, we're speaking about at this Tabach, there was a Yayim Ashuk, there was a market day that these Tabachim sold meat, sold behemoths. So, Lekeach v'shoichet, oy Lekeach v'shoichet, ad Yayim Ashuk, shloishim Yayim lemekhoi. That means 30 days before the Yayim Ashuk, he also has this grace period. He needs behemoths to sell by the market day. So Mamela, they also gave him a 30-day period. Ubilvad, Shulayasha Esa Agune. What's the Taicha Agune? Hamu'ucheres Lemekhoi. The behemoth that was purchased later. Shalokach Samach La'is Ashuk. He purchased it closer to the Yayim Ashuk. Layasha Oisa La'acha Yayim Ashuk. Again, he also doesn't have a grace period of 30 days. La'ashlim Shloshim Yayim Lemekha. No, he only has to the Yayim Ashuk. He bought this 10 days before the Yayim Ashuk. Fine, you have till the Yayim Ashuk, and then you have to get rid of it. Ha'agune Mu'ucheres, those which were purchased later. K'moy halohein ta'ageno, that Nomi said, t'rusin opo, ta'achereno milinosef, I'll have children now, will you wait for them till they grow up and you'll be able to marry them? So Mamela, so the kitza, the way Rashi learned pshat in this seif of the Baraisa, The Braise is really repeating the same halacha, but it's telling us the halacha which we had mentioned till now, which was noyig by every person for a regel or for a mishtes b'noy. He had a grace period of 30 days before the regel and the mishte, but after the regel and the mishne, he has to get rid of them. We have another grace period for a tabo. A tabach before the Yom HaShuk, the tabach is permitted to purchase behemoth takis 30 days before, but again, the same halacha, if they were purchased after the was closer to the Yom HaShuk, he has to get rid of them by the Yom HaShuk. That is how Rashi learns Pshat. Let us see Taisvis, Vatabach Lekeach Vishaya. Perish Bekuntris, Ad Yom HaShuk. He can purchase Behemoth till the Yom HaShuk. There's no minimum amount that he's Mechuyev to purchase. He can purchase whatever he wants till the Yom HaShuk. Ubilvad Shlo Yasha Aguna Shebem Shloishim Yom. Oysa Shalokach Bachoyne Lo Yashlim Lo Shloishim Yom Ach HaShuk. He shouldn't say, I have a 30-day grace period. No, it's the same thing the Tabach has. You have a schus kedima to the Yom HaShuk, but that's it. After the Yom HaShuk, you have to get rid of that. Because the Betesefta Goras Yoisa Milamed Yoim. And the Tesefta, the Gilsa is, he should not be Masha Daguna more than 30 days. So, more than 30 days, so it's not Rashi's pshat. According to Rashi, there's no havamina whatsoever, more than 30 days. So, that's one raya that Rashi's pshat is not the correct pshat. V'im kain, but the way Rashi says it, speaking about that he bought it 10 days, let's say, before the Yom HaShuk, and he shouldn't keep it more than 30 days, it just says more than 30 days not, but 30 days is permissible. So from the Tesefta we see not like Rashi. Now according to Rashi, we're really repeating the same aloche. We're saying this aloche applies by the regel, mishtas b'noi, and a tabuch. But there's a change of terminology. When you're speaking about the regel, he said the achreine who was purchased less than 30 days before the regel, he has to get rid of it by the regel. There he called it achreine. V'hochi kori lo agune. So Rashi says agune means achreine, but it's very modern, the same tana as Ipsi. He uses different terminology for the same concept. V'oi, in Kasha number 3, Shlei Hiskeratana Yom HaShuk Klal, this whole Inyan of Yom HaShuk was not mentioned in the Baraisa. Rashi stuck it into the Baraisa. V'nira L'ri, so therefore the Ri is a different pshat in the Baraisa. L'fi Shahatabach Rogu Liknois Kama Behemes B'yachah. A tabach is, we're not talking about a Yom HaShuk. A tabach, that's his business. He's a butcher. So he buys a lot of behemoths. Umuta lahashes. He's allowed to hold them for 30 days. Ubilvat sha'afilu ha'guna shebehem. What does that guna mean? Oiso shenishara yechid alosh, just like an aguna is left alone. So, by behemoth, that means this tabach went, and then let's be megashim dinya, he's a tabach. He purchased 1,000 behemoths. 1,000 behemoths, and he expects in this 30-day period he'll sell the 1,000 behemoths. Now, the 30-day period passed by, he sold 999 behemoths. He has one behemoth left. One behemoth left, it's the 30-day period passed already. So he hopes the next 2 days he'll sell this behemoth also. Now, he comes with a taina, so he gets a knock on his door, a summons from Bezdin, you have to get rid of this behemoth. So he tells the Bezdin, this one behemoth will make it or break it. The behemoth, you gave me 30 days. This is one behemoth left. And one behemoth won't make it or break it. So, give me 2 more days. I have to get rid of it now. Someone told me he's coming in 2 days to sell it. So that's a no. The Haguna, no. Chazal stuck to the guns. They said, not allowed to be Megadol Behemoth Medake. And that means it could be one behemoth. And even though between you and me there's no real danger that of Yeshiva Oretz, this behemoth Daka will eat up all the food that's in Eretz Yisrael. Chazal were consistent. You have a heta of 30 days, and that's it. And that's the chomer of Aguna. Shafil Aguna Shabbat Moshe Nisharo Yechida Achecha Veisel Shloyisha Yosem Ilamajon Avabisha Yechida. So Memela Sotaisvis wants to say a whole new pshat. That means like this. Tosfos had wanted to say, in the Tosefta says, Yosem Yishloishim Yoyim. Yosem Yishloishim Yoyim would mean that Shloishim it's mutter, then it's a ray that Rashi's pshat is wrong. And Tosfos says, Vakelta, a whole mahalach with Yosem Yishloishim Yoyim. And Tosfos wanted to build from the Tosefta, this is Mistama the Girsa Nagamarosa, the Tosefta, Mistama the Baraisa, but Tosfos says, in all the Gemaras, I didn't find such a girsa. So Vaistois, even though there's a Tosefta that says, Yosem Yishloishim Yoyim, but it seems the Gemara, the girsa in the Gemara Shloishim Yoyim, the girsa in the Gemara Shloishim Yoyim, then we have to say Rashi's Pshat, and we have to live with it. Because we have, that there's an Isra of Lamed Yoyim for the Aguna. So you have to say that speaking about that there was a Yom HaShuk, and then we have to say that way Rashi says. Shalu Talmidov es Rabban Gamliel. The Talmidim es Rabban Gamliel, Mal the Gadol, is one permitted to be Megadol a Behemoth Daka in Eretz Yisrael? Amalem muta. He says it's muta. You're allowed to be megadol. Someone says muta vasnan ain't megadolin. Not allowed to be megadol. Elohachi kaboy minei mahu lishais. Are you allowed to keep a behem medake in Eretz Yisrael? Amalem muta lishais to be megadol. Pradova kavua not, but lishais you're allowed to. Ubilvad shalaitse vitira beida, it should not go and graze together with an eida alakeshra bekare yamita. You tie it to the feet of the bed. Now let us see Rashi alakeshra berabonon poligalei derabim gamliel. The rabbonon achilek and rabim gamliel. So the Rashba says that Rashi holds, and we'll learn the Gemara a little further also, the Rashi holds that there's a machloikis, according to Rabban Gamliel, you do not deheterim that the Chachamim were mater shloishim yoyim koidem aregel, koidem mishpas pnoi, koidem yoyim ashuk. From Gamliel held, it is not necessary, Shloishim Yoyim. And it is not necessary, Letzeirech HaRegel. You don't need all these things. But there's one thing you do need. You need that the Behemoth Daka should be in such an oifen that it's kosher v'kare yamita. That means if the one who's taking in the behemah daka in Eretz Yisrael, he's taking a chayah, it's not he's going to watch the behemah, he's tying it lekare yamita, So then Chazal never made the Gzeire. Kosher, that means Chazal never made it. To be Megadol means to have behemoths and they'll be Roye. You can't be Megadol. That means to have them and you'll be Roye and I'll watch, I'll make sure. No. To be Megadol is awesome. But I'm bringing in behemoths for a period of time and I'm sure that a kilkel will not come about. They'll never get out of the house. They're tied to the Kari Amita. So here we have a machloikis, according to Rashi, Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, Chazal did not make dreidlich. You're not allowed to have a behemah daka in Eretz Yisrael. Unless, it's Shloishim Yom Koidem Aregel, Shloishim Yom Koidem Mishpas Noi, or a Tabach, Koidem, Shloishim Yom Koidem Yom Ashur. But that's it. You are not permitted to bring in behemah dakas in Eretz Yisrael, and they did not make chalukim, well, this behemah daka, you can be assured that. And they hold, we will not differentiate. But the Rashba says, according to Rashi, Ram Gamliel held not like that. Ram Gamliel said, if the behemah daka was brought in and was found in a matzav that it's impossible to graze, he's kosher bekari amita, then the gzeire did not apply, and that's the machloikis. Zok the Rashba, with this we can understand the smichas haparshias from the next Gemara. Tana Rabbona, maise b'chosed echad. Nuz a maise b'chosed echad, shahoya goyneach miliboy. What's goyneach miliboy? So Rashi says, goyneach tzoyek, mipnei, here it's on the side of the Frankel Gemara, it says, tzoyek umiyalel mipnei ke'ev aleiv. Terrible pains, chest pains. Or lishna achine lehoya yochel lahashiv ruche. He couldn't catch his breath, mistame, because of the pressure by his chest, by the heart. Vishalu lareif. And they asked doctors, what do they suggest? Va'amru ein loy takane. There's only one eitze at sheyinak cholov rusach mishaches l'shaches. They said there was one eitze. He has to be yoinik from a ace, from a behemah daka milk, and rusach that means it should be warm when it comes out, when it's coming out from the behemah into his mouth. It should be the body temperature of the behemoth, this milk each morning, he should drink this, and this will be his refuah. No, if that's the refuah. Beviuloi eis, so they brought a goat, vikashchuloi bekare yamite, and it was tied to the kare yamite, boye yoinek mimeno, and he was yoinek from this eis, mishachas l'shachas. And this is a chosid echot. L'yomim nichnesu chaveirov levakroi, the other Tamidei Chachomim came, he was sick, he had chest pains, machlokes harishonim, if it was a chayde sheyesh b'sakon, chayde she'ein b'sakon, we'll see. But he was sick, that was for sure, he was sick. So they came to be mevakar chayde. Kiven sharo oisai ha'eiz kshura bekare yamite, they came in, and all of a sudden, they see he has an erech by him. He has a goat tied to the bed. Abahemah dake. Chozru l'achereyim. They walked out. They would not remain in this house. V'omru listim mizuyin beveisei shelzeh. This person is a terrorist in this house. He has a listim mizuyin. V'onu nichnosim etzloi. And we're going to go to the house. We're going to visit him with his. This is a flagrant. He's going against Chazal. They didn't enter. Zokta Rashba. Before we go further, that's the smichas haparshias. This chosid echot. He wants to say help at Rabban Gamliel. The chachamim were chiluk taker. I mean, the chachamim who came to visit him were the chachamim
that a chaylik a Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi Gamliel says that he agrees that you're allowed to be masha behima dake if you make sure that this behima dake is not capable of grazing. Then you're allowed to do it. The chassid echot held like Rabbi Gamliel. That's what the Rashba wants to say. And the chacham and more chaylik. So memela, they would not stay in such a house where this person has a terrorist in the house. Alistim is li. Vamru listim is in beveshes of anna nechnosim etzloi. Yashvu ubotku. Vulei matzu boi ela oisai ovain shal oisai heis. Then they were flabbergasted. They came into this chassid's house to find he's holding a terrorist in the house. So they started, the rabbeidik, whatever, maybe, who knows, maybe he did other veiras also. That was the only aveira he had. Now, the Mephoshim explained two things. First of all, why was Yashvu Botko, they wanted to find out, they did research already, wanted to see his credit report. I mean, what's doing with him? My nafkamina. So others say it's a nafkamina. If he'll be nifta, you have to know where to be mekabar him. You have to know how to be maspit. They were shocked that they saw that this person had he did against Takonas Chazal. Who knows what he is? So memela, so it was botko. And Lamaise, they found that that's it. The Mephoshim Amavaya is Ovoin, in Yaakov is Ovoin in Chet. Ovoin is Mezit. Chet is Shoigik. In Tzadik Boaz, Asheyasa Toi Velo Yecht. Shoigik is, they didn't look at that. That in Tzadik Boaz, Asheyasa Toi Velo Yecht. But an Ovoin is, this he did knowingly. I mean, he did it on his own accord, whatever his Rishbainis were. But he did it, and they held he did something wrong. The only Ovein they could find that he had done was this Ovein, which was, Alavai Afunz Gizok, that we should be able to have such a clear slate. Shall I say eis, Vafhu bishas misosai, Omar yedeya ani, he was misvade, bishas misosai, that I was over divrei chaveira. Listim mizuyin, roye besadis acherim, begoizel es harabim. Yeah. Now, there's a very interesting machlekes over here. If we assume that this was pikuach nefashes, not pikuach nefashes, teicha kala teicha kula, so what's the problem? So the Meiri says over here, Ashreklach Meiri, afar pi shebemokim pikuach nefashes hutru asurim hoisurim lishapi behem, chazer is mutter, everything is mutter. But dovo shenesar mikoyach takone umichshash pseides acherim, this is not a personal isur. There was a takone to ensure the existence of the yishud. That means you do it, it's pilzakeir leganet. There was a takone umirshash pseides acherim roi lahach mebo b'yoyse. Here you can't go and say, well, it's a pikuach nefoshes. Pikuach nefoshes is not pekoyach to be soise a takone nasa mekoyach takone umirshash pseides acherim. That's how others want to say pshat. Others say that als pikuach nefesh, it would be mutter, but not for him. He was a chassid. This chassid, he shouldn't have done it. Now, why the chassid is a different shulchan aruch? Yeah, a chassid is a different shulchan aruch. So they bring down from the Chuvis Agudas Ezoiv, Amoyra de Kazach, there's a Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, Amoyra de Karamban. The Ramban says, Ma l'roifei beveis ha-tzadikim. What mokim does a doctor have beveis ha-tzadikim? There's a Amoyradike Gemorin, Mesechtes Broches, Mesechtes Psochim, that Tzidkiye was Goynes Sefer HaRefuas. There was a Sefer HaRefuas, I think from Shlomo HaMelech. The Sefer HaRefuas was Moiradik. A person had any machle, you looked up in the index, it was Refuas, Bedukais, Moiradik. Tzidkiye was Goynes the Sefer HaRefuas. And the Chachamim were Meshabeyachem. Why? If there's a machle, the machle came the Chashbin for it. And you saw him below Yovan. There's a machlet, something, there's reasons for it. You should do tshuva, you should be machnia, you should, that, they, so they felt that the by taking, the having the Sefer Refuah that was, one can get it in every bookstore, it took away the whole tachlis of what the machlet was. Kodesh Borchu Mochi Vat Masi, he was going with it. Now, Rav Dessler is Mavaya, that Pemison, the Ramban himself is Mavaya. The Gemara Darshan's Varape Yerape, Nitin Rishus L'Roife L'Rapes. The Diyek, the Roife is allowed. So it doesn't talk about the Chayla. The Roife, if the Chayla comes to, the Ramban says, not everyone was in this Madrege to this madrega of Amunah and Bitochen to take care of the machla and that oifen, so there's a reshus that can be done biderech hateva. Fine. But that is not the ideal. It's not the ideal oifen how to handle with the machla. They say over Rabaren Zechon Levoche related that the goin held not to go to a doctor. The goin held not to go to a doctor, and his brother was once ill, and there was a doctor there, from a doctor, and the goyim came, the goyim was very upset that his brother called the doctor. So the doctor said, you know, all the new refuas which we found, why did the Rebbein Shlom make all these new refuas? So the goyim told him, and why did the Rebbein Shlom make all the shchotzim and the behemoth mayas? For the Goyim. The refuas are also for the Goyim. We don't need these refuas. Bekitzer, Baal Koponim, from the Ramban it seems, there are two types of people. There's a person who's a Baal Madrege, he's strong in Amunem Bitochen, by him the Seder is not to go to a Roife. The Seder is to handle with the cause, the true cause of the Machle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mochi. That's by a person who's a Baal Madrege. Those who are not on this Madrege, that is Nitin Rishus L'Reife, L'Rape, Yerape, Yerape, we have here a Teirin. So Mamelis, others want to say, that's what the Agudas Ezoiv wants to say, the father from the Amnineza, he wants to say, this Chosid Echod, we don't know his Madrege, talking about a person that his Vidui was, that's the only Oven he had in his life, he should have been machmer. That means even though the letter of the law is matter, but a chassid never goes with the letter of the law, and he goes much higher than the law requires. So mamela, he should have been machmer, befrat not to go against a takon and thus, and he should have been not mizdakek l'refuz. That's how others learn pshat. And others learned the Marshal says Pshat was a chayla she'ein boi sakone, and it was a chayla she'ein boi sakone, and he held b'mokem chayli legozro boi rabon. It was a gzeire, but b'mokem chayli legozro boi. And the Chachomim held, but he's an Adam Choshuv, and if he takes in a behemoth daker, people won't meet between the lines, a small b'mokem chayli. Oh! Chosid took in, you're allowed to, don't tell me anything. So they held that this was not a proper thing.
So that is why they had a tain on it.